and somebody told me yesterday morning at 9 o'clock, I thought it was a hoax or something, you know. Grateful as well for the legacy that he has left the church, and indeed for his visit here in 2018. You know, that's something that we'll always remember and that we'll always treasure, actually.
Take us back to that day, Father Gibbons, and how special it was for Knock.
Well, it was a very short visit, because his visit to Ireland was very short anyway. So when he came to the shrine, he flew into Knock Airport, which the founder of the airport, James Horan, would be, if he would be so happy to know that the Pope landed at the airport and then transferred down here to the shrine. He arrived, there were about 45,000 people here at the time, and he went around through them in the Pope Mobile twice, and then we went inside into the Apparition Chapel and we took a moment of prayer. Now, that was an extraordinary moment. That was a moment that there was just absolute silence for about a minute. Even outside, amongst the 45,000 people, they said you could hear a pin drop, as the expression goes. So that was a very special, unique moment. And then he proceeded to move from the Apparition Chapel outside then onto a big staging area where he gave a speech and spoke to the people there, addressed them. But he was in a very happy mood. He was, despite even the weather, he was very... in a very joyful and a happy mood, and it lifted the spirits of everybody. It was a wonderful occasion. I will never forget it.
I understand there was a personal moment between your mother and the Pope.
That's right. Yeah, when we were moving out, my mum was there. She wasn't very well at the time, and she was confined to a wheelchair, and she was immobile. So when we were just passing, I just introduced Pope Francis to my mum, and he just asked what was her condition, how old is she, when he heard her age, because she was far younger than he was, and he said, oh, too young to be in that state. But it was a lovely encounter, and one that meant an awful lot to my mum at the time. And it typified the man in terms of, you know, he'd a very natural way about him, very ordinary encounter with people that made you feel at ease, and there was no rush, and everything was kind of like somebody inviting somebody into your home, you know. So very personal, very empathetic, and once again a very poignant moment.
His picture is on display here in Knock, but as a mark of respect, you've covered it in some way. What more can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, when a Pope dies, there's a kind of a certain protocol that you follow. So we have his picture in the Apparition Chapel as just a reminder to people of the Pope himself, with a little strip of black material. And so we leave space and time and quietness then for people to pray there for Pope Francis, which we encourage. We have a candle lit beside it, which will remain lighting until the funeral. And then throughout all the masses and ceremonies here at Knock, he'll be remembered in all the prayers. But there's a special mass tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Basilica, a special requiem mass for Pope Francis. So we're organising that now at the moment.